Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, the entire last month, I've been harping on you with information. I really have. I've been sharing information with you that I think is important for you to absorb so that you can radically change your life. You know, those dreams that you had when you were younger of earning wealth and becoming self-sufficient may not be coming true for you. And 20 years might have gotten behind you. And you may have gotten to a point in your life where you're going, man, is that all there is to this? I keep going to work. I keep working for the man or the woman. I keep putting in my time. I keep getting passed over for promotions. No bonuses this year because of the impact coronavirus had on business income streams. Therefore, there's no bonuses there. And you're thinking, man, I'm in the middle of my life. And I don't know if I can make it through the back half of my life doing what I'm doing. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can change your life. Now, I don't have a magic wand, and I can't wave it at you and go poof, and you're fixed. I can't do that. But what I can do is continue to encourage you. I can continue to inform you. I can continue to bring people onto the show that have done exactly what I'm talking about. And today, I've got a great guest. This gentleman became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited back in 2015. Okay, so it's a little bit longer than 6 years. But let me just give you the end result of what this gentleman has accomplished in that time period. 4,891 units of real estate. Yes, you heard me correctly. 4,891 units of real estate. That's a lot. And he was able to do that in a short period of time because what he did was he decided that what he was doing was not working. He needed to change the path that he was on. And he found out about us at Lifestyles Unlimited. He became a member. He took notice. He did what we told him to do. He surrounded himself with like-minded individuals who encouraged him to continue down the road that he was on. He found himself a great mentor that showed him what the path to success looks like. And by following the Lifestyles Unlimited map, I think it's safe to say that my guest today, Mark, has effectively retired himself. So what I'd like to do now is I would like to welcome Mark to the show. How are you doing today, Mark?
I'm doing well, Al, and it's great to be on your show and looking forward to talking about some real estate.
Yeah, I'm totally into it. I mean, I'm looking at the list of properties that you've got a hand in, and it's a pretty extensive list. I mean, you've got investments in Texas, you've got investments in Georgia, you've got investments in Arizona. I mean, you're kind of all over the place, but I'm guessing that all of these investments had some kind of background to them. In other words, you chose these investments for a specific reason. Share with me, what are those reasons?
Yeah, sure. There was a lot of reasons behind it. Probably the number one, though, is I know who the actual lead investor is, you know, who that person syndicating the deal is, who's going to be running that business, who's going to be in charge of my money. I shook hands with them and have a sense of trust and know that they're going to take care of my hard-earned money and ideally, you know, make a nice profit for me and as well as, you know, for themselves. And that's probably the biggest piece. And that's the beauty of Lifestyles is there's members all over the country. And that's why they're in various states that these different members are in that you get to know and can build a rapport with and feel confident that you can give them your money.
So tell me about the thought you had with regards to investing in real estate. I mean, what caused you to change the path that you were on and actually start putting your hard-earned money to work for you in real estate assets?
I would say just through my progression of education and talking to more and more individuals in the group, outside of the group, and understanding all the dynamics in real estate. I'm constantly learning and growing and understanding all those dynamics, but having a hard asset such as real estate is a winner in today's volatile market. I have very little money left in the stock market. I keep a little bit just for liquidity. And the confidence I have in a real estate investment where it's going to cash flow for me and also get some appreciation and capital gains on the back end just helps me sleep at night and has allowed me to retire.
How long did it take you to get to that point where you woke up one morning and you realized, hey, I've done it. I've retired myself.
Well, it's interesting. I owned some single family houses prior to joining Lifestyles in 2015. I did well with them. I didn't know what I was doing, but I sold them and made a nice profit and took that money and started getting education and moving it into passive deals. You know, as a limited partner in these syndications. At the time, I was in Dallas, and I met a lot of great leads there and started, you know, getting to know them and giving them my money and trusting them with it. And that went on for probably about two and a half years. And as I saw quarterly dividends come in, gave me confidence.
Yeah, it's a good feeling to get that mailbox money. We're getting ready to go to break. And what I'm going to share with you right now is something that is going to blow your mind. You see, Mark is a Navy veteran, and I'm an Army veteran. You would expect the sparks to fly, but I'll tell you what, we understand teamwork, and we're going to talk about it when we come back.
My friends, how many of you out there right now believe you have a plan? I followed the conventional plan for years, and then the conventional plan blew up in my face. I wonder how many of you can relate to that exact same thing. The real question is, how many of you have actually figured out how to turn that thing around and make it happen?
Do you have a plan? Lifestyles Unlimited has one for you. It's worked for countless others. Retire in 5 years or less. Come learn more. Join us for our live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So if you're just joining us, I have Mark on the show, and Mark has been a member of Lifestyles Unlimited for right around that 6 year mark. And I'll tell you, he's done some incredible things investing his money in a different way than he had been doing before he found us. And he pretty quickly got himself to a point of retirement. And then he was able to start working on his version of the lifestyle. We'll get into that a little bit later on in the show, what that lifestyle is looking like. But what I want to do now, Mark, is I want to kind of take you back to your Annapolis days. Why is it you went to college in the first place?
Well, I went to college based on the roadmap I was taught as a kid, and that was get the best education you can and then, you know, go get a job, earn as much money as possible, pile it, and then the bigger your pile, when you decide to retire, you burn that off and you can live better. And that was really the mentality going to college. And, you know, I was an engineer. I absolutely enjoyed learning and how things work. And so that was the other piece of it, but The roadmap that I was taught as a kid is the roadmap that I was following.
So how did you wind up in Annapolis?
It was probably the best engineering school I got into, and I was actually focused on just the atmosphere of playing sports and getting a great education. And I knew I'd be in the Navy afterwards, but didn't have a full picture of what that would look like.
So you did your 4 years in Annapolis, you earned your commission as an ensign, and then you started serving in the Navy. And I know that anybody that goes to any of the academies has a five-year active duty commitment. So what was your game plan? I mean, were you thinking about, you know, doing the five and out? Were you thinking about trying to get a retirement pension by doing 20 or more? Where was your mind at?
Yeah, actually, when I graduated, I was looking at pilot, and I just didn't quite have the eyesight. And then I looked at the nuclear program and ended up going surface warfare, because I felt like that was going to give me the best skills, leadership skills that would translate into corporate America. So after graduation, I was pretty focused on, you know, doing a great job, learning as much as possible, and then, transitioning into civilian or to corporate America after that at the five-year point.
What was life in corporate America like for you? I mean, was it similar to your military experience, or was it something completely different?
Actually, it was a good experience for sure. Starting out, I was able to have that discipline far more than most of my peers at the company I was working at, where I would be in a routine to, you know, do what I needed to do each day. And by just executing, I, you know, rose to the top and, you know, was able to get promoted. And it really seemed easy. And then as I kept moving up, and having opportunities to literally relocate, take a higher level job, I kind of got onto that treadmill of getting a little more pay, a little higher title, and started realizing that this is painful in the sense you're working 60, 70 hour weeks just to kind of keep up. And as you'd achieve your goals and do well, the bar would be raised the next year. And that pattern just kept evolving in corporate America. And then I started looking in other directions probably after, you know, 10, 15 years of that on how I could do things differently.
So you're 15 years into a corporate America career. They're taking control of your life. And even though you're probably making good money, you're in a cycle where it's wash, rinse, repeat, and you don't feel like you're really getting ahead. So how did Lifestyles Unlimited come into the picture?
I started educating myself through, you know, various books. I didn't really have a solid network, but like Robert Kiyosaki books and understanding how to generate cash flows outside of just saving in a 401k. It was, how do I get money to replace my income? And I started going down that path. And then when I came across Lifestyles, it really pulled it all together. You know, there's certainly other areas you can invest in that create cash flows, but real estate is, from my view, by far the most solid investment, hard asset that you can invest in and earn, you know, good cash flow off of that and feel confident that, you know, that cash flow is going to continue and you'll get some additional appreciation or capital gains, you know, when you sell that property or even cash out, refinance the property.
Now, were you skeptical at all when you were thinking about becoming a member? I mean, after all, you're a highly educated individual. You're highly successful in the corporate world. How does an education from an organization like Lifestyles Unlimited impact you?
The beauty of the education was it's bits and pieces that you could pick up in various areas, but to have it all right there in front of you, it's great education, and that piece is absolutely the foundation for success. But the other piece is just the ability to talk to other members that are completely open about whatever subject in real estate you want to talk about. They'll share their numbers, they'll share their finances, and tell you how they did it. So as you want to continue to go down a roadmap, that support group and having mentors is invaluable, and that really takes you to the next level. and gives you the confidence to keep progressing.
So once you obtained the education, what did you do as far as building your team?
So that's the big part of when you want to become a lead in lifestyles, the biggest focus is building that team. And a lot of it is talking to those resources within lifestyles. And Lifestyles has vendors that are in the program that you can talk to as well, and you know, such as different brokers for your financing, legal team, and it really helps put all of those team members in one place to help you become successful. I mean, it takes a while to build that team, but if you don't have a solid team as you try and enter into a deal, you don't want to be trying to backpedal and figure out who your teammate is. You need to have ready to go as you engage into buying a property.
So teamwork is a fundamental component to just about everything we do in life. I mean, when we went to school, you know, they taught us teamwork because you had to do group projects. I mean, you and I spent time in the military, so we know that you can't do things alone. It is absolutely essential to be an integral part of a team. And it's no different with real estate investing. That team is part of your core competency that helps you to move forward. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into some of these investments so that you can understand the numbers. Stick around.
It comes a point in time every now and then when the world flips upside down. And during that time, you have to come up with a decision in your life. How are you going to go through this? How are you going to work your way through this process that has no end? So what do? The first thing I need you to understand is that almost every entrepreneur out there makes it big when something bad happens. I tripled my net worth between 2008 and 2010. 10 years straight increase in value. It makes us all look like geniuses when everything goes up for 10 years straight. But now we're at the point where we're going to find out who's good again. And you need to be in there. Because why? Because I tripled my net worth in 2 years. You can do it too, if you know what to do. You need to get into lifestyles right now.
Join us for our free live online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So there's a theme that's kind of emerging in the show, and it has to do with teamwork. And from my perspective, as a former Army officer, interviewing a former Naval officer, I understand teamwork. See, Mark and I had that literally beat into our heads as we were going through our commissioning programs. And then that continued to be reinforced as we served our country. And that lesson is not lost on us at all. As a matter of fact, that concept of teamwork has helped carry us through our lives because we understand the value. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to put Mark and myself on your team. And I'm going to ask Mark a very specific question. And I want you to listen to what he has to say, because when a member of your team gives you advice, you really need to listen to it. So, Mark, here's the question. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. How does somebody do this real estate thing going forward?
Well, really the key in being successful in real estate investing is you've got to be educated. And the way to do that is Lifestyles offers an amazing online courses that you take. And then that creates that foundation. But then, you know, things change, different market dynamics. That's where you have your team around you and you build that team up, and they each have pieces of knowledge and pieces of experience that you learn from, and you pull all of those pieces together and really create this larger scale force that you can go be successful with. And having those team members that you understand, you get on the same page with them, allows you to be successful and allows you to think ahead and create and plan on what that roadmap should be, you know, in each of those steps to be successful.
Now, I think there's a misconception out there that people think, you know, we talk about the Lifestyles Unlimited map, which is really a framework on how to invest correctly in real estate. But the misconception is that people think it's just, you know, something like a linear line. You start here, you end there, and you do all these things along the way. But you and I know it's a little bit different than that. Explain to us why real estate investing is not necessarily that linear line, that it can be customized to the individual needs of the member.
Sure. Every member is going to have, or every person really, whether you're a member or not, you're going to have different priorities in life. And there's going to be what is today is could change tomorrow. So, you know, medical conditions could come up or anything. So with real estate, you can lay out that map of, hey, I've got this opportunity to invest in here and the timing's right and this looks like a good deal and you move forward. Other times, you know, you may have an opportunity that, you know, or you're going to have a need somewhere else for some money from a deal. And you may, you know, on that roadmap, say, I need to put some money towards my child's college education or, you know, an event in your life, a wedding, say. But it really gives you that flexibility as you continue to invest, to plan ahead and have a good idea of when to pull the trigger on an investment and when some of that capital is going to go for, you know, one of life's needs. We all have it and we all have to be flexible and able to adapt.
So when you're looking at a piece of real estate, whether it's a single family home or a multifamily apartment community, what are some of the metrics that you use in order to determine whether or not that deal is a good fit for your goals and objectives?
Sure. We've got, as part of our education, I'll talk specifically about multifamily, over several years, or I should say even decades, we've got tools that really help give you a pro forma of based on the inputs for a specific property on how that's going to perform. And we look at what are the rents today? What can the rents be tomorrow if we do X, Y, and Z? Then we look at what's the cost structure and we put in numbers. We call on our team to whether it's our lender or a property manager and make sure we've got good numbers for what those expenses are going to be to run that property. And then we take that, pull it together, and look at it over a series of years, maybe 5 years, and see, hey, is this thing going to make me money? Do I have cash flow on this? And if so, how much? And can I do something else to get more cash flow? And then each year you can take a look at the outcome and say, okay, I'm forecasting that it's going to be worth X amount in year three or X amount in year four. So going through that process, through the education and utilizing your team, and pulling it all into one spreadsheet, you're able to predict what the outcome should be. And one thing we learn at Lifestyles is be conservative. If you're not sure, go with the lower number and, you know, make sure that it's something that, you know, you can hit and something you can, you know, rely upon. And if you do better than what your pro forma is, you know, that's great, all the better.
So I know that you invest in different ways in real estate. You've got some single family assets, you've got a lot of investments as a passive investor into other members' deals. And you're also a lead investor, a guy that actually puts those deals together and lets guys like me invest into those properties.
Yeah, I've definitely dabbled in all directions and as I've evolved.
When you're looking at a deal to analyze, and I don't want to get into maybe the lead side because that tends to be a little bit more time on target. But how long does it really take you to analyze maybe a single family or a passive deal? I mean, how much time on target are you spending before you actually decide that's the deal for me or I got to pass on this one?
I probably can look at, you know, 10 different properties in a week and just look at a glance and do some quick calculations. And then maybe two of those are worth a little deeper dive. So I may collect some loan information on them on where I think I could get a loan for that piece of, for that property. And then, you know, I'll build out my spreadsheet. It's a sequential process of having a large funnel and then really start narrowing it and having a good understanding of what you're looking for. If it's 100 units, 200 units, and, you know, what part or submarket you'd like that property to be in. So really bringing that funnel from a large group of properties and then just slowly bringing it down. So by the time the property I'm actually going to put a letter of intent in, I mean, I've probably spent, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 hours analyzing numbers just to make sure that it looks like it's something that I can get good returns on for myself and my partners.
I think it's good information to share because, you know, people, and myself included, before I became a member, I really thought that real estate was very, very time intensive, that, you know, I needed like 40 hours in a week in order to analyze a deal. And I agree with you, Mark. It doesn't take a lot of time, especially when you get your process in place. We come back from the break. We're going to talk a little bit about giving back.
Lifestyles Unlimited Executive Vice President, Business Consultant, and Successful Real Estate Investor Lynn Murrow on the critical difference between those who succeed and those who fail.
Whether you have a small business, whether you are running a division of a large corporation, whether you're a CEO of a Fortune 100 company listening to us right now, or whether you work for somebody else, you have an area of responsibility and you are presented with a novel challenge by a novel virus that's going on right now. And the key to all of that is keeping your head up and looking for opportunity when what you want to do is curl up in a ball and go to sleep. And that is the critical difference between people who succeed right now and people who fail.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our business and provide for our families. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So, Mark, I've got a question that's just kind of burning in the back of my brain that I've been dying to ask you. So, with your permission, do I have your permission, by the way?
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's the question. You become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in May of 2015. You start investing your hard-earned money into real estate deals. Where did that money come from?
So that money came from various sources. I had some savings that was in the stock market that was ready to go. I had a lot in some single-family houses, which I ended up liquidating because I was at the trigger point where I had enough equity built up where the cash on cash was getting a little bit lower because of that higher amount of equity. So I sold those houses and redeployed that into the passive investing. And then also wherever I could take retirement money, I also, you know, there's avenues to invest in real estate with retirement money, and I opened up those channels as well. And quite honestly, just anywhere I could free up some cash, I moved it into real estate deals.
So you just did something that probably, well, you didn't just do it. I mean, you did it in the past, but you did something that's probably got the hair on the back of the neck sticking up. For the people listening to us, you touched that sacred cow called a retirement fund. How could you possibly do that? I mean, those retirement funds, that's how we get to where we're trying to get to, right?
Absolutely. Build up that pile of money.
But you had no qualms tapping into that. Why did you tap into that money?
I knew there was money out there that I could invest with. Some of it I removed out of my IRA and invested as cash and just paid the taxes on it. And then some of it I was able to keep inside the IRA, and I knew that these returns on these multifamily properties were going to exceed what I was getting in the stock market, and it took the risk out of a market crash. You know, I lived through several of those crashes in early 2000 and then 2008, and, you know, from Lifestyles Learnings, I mean, the market crashes, and it just sets you back, and it's hard to get back to where you were at. And if you have cash flowing real estate, it is a, it's not perfect, but it's near perfect as far as keeping you above water and not losing money. And that's one of the big Lifestyles rules is don't lose money. And that's what real estate can help do for you.
Do you find that you get a better rate of return when you're investing within that IRA or outside of that IRA?
Well, it's actually the same as far as the deal itself. But, you know, outside of the IRA, which allows you to use that depreciation and, you know, give you those tax advantages, you know, initially on your passive income, and then as you do your own property, as you're an owner and become a professional in real estate, you know, you've got some opportunities there to get some tax savings on your W-2 income or other, you know, income that you have. So obviously I'm not a CPA, but there are a lot of advantages with real estate investing, and taking advantage of that is a great way to increase your net worth.
So time is going on. You've been a member for a while, and in 2020, you made a decision to step away from corporate America. Tell us what triggered that decision.
So I was tracking all of my passive income and from all of my multifamily deals, and was speeding up that process by doing some of my own deals as well, that I had, you know, measured out that I'd replaced my income. So essentially, the last year and a half or so, I felt like I had two incomes, you know, all the income from my investments and then my W-2 income. So I was at a very comfortable point where I knew I could move full-time into real estate and, you know, buy my time back. I mean, I was working 60, 70, well, probably more 60 hours a week, and was ready to take all that time and energy and focus on real estate and do more with real estate based on the experiences I was having and the amount of money that I could earn, you know, doing deals.
Can I ask how old you are?
Sure. I'm 53 now. And I think everyone says this. I wish I had joined 10 years ago or, you know, 15 years ago or knew about Lifestyles, but it's never too late.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, the same words have come out of my mouth time and time again. So you left corporate America. Now you've got all this time. I mean, that 60 to 70 hours a week, okay, closer to 60, that you were contributing to corporate America is now back in your court. What do you do with that time now?
Yeah, it's great having the freedom. I mean, it's not only more time, but it's the flexibility. So I spend my time with my kids and, you know, my family, we take vacations when we can. And then I spend time with other members as a mentor and really try and help them to, you know, get down the same path that I took. And, you know, that's a very rewarding experience. It does take time, but it's fun. I enjoy doing it. And I also help mentor veterans as well. And, you know, I enjoy that ability to give back. And now I have the time to do it, where before I just did not have the time to focus on it. And so it's very rewarding to be able to do that and give back.
Yeah. And I mean, you're doing it right now. I mean, nobody has a gun to your head saying you got to be on my radio show. I mean, you're here of your own free will and volition. And I appreciate you doing that because I know you're helping other people. And I, you know, that was the one thing that I quickly grasped onto when I became a member, was the desire of other members to help you out, to share information. I mean, that camaraderie, you know, the only thing that I think is even close to that level of camaraderie is my time in the military. What are your thoughts?
Absolutely. You do build those very strong bonds when you're in stressful situations, working as a team, and you definitely would get those in the military. And those experiences, you can really translate those into kind of the team you have as a real estate investor. And there's a lot of things that are very similar, and those experiences definitely pay off.
Hey, going back to that corporate life that you had, you know, one of the things that I've never experienced, but I'm sure you probably have some experience with, whether it happened to you or not, is that fear within corporate America of layoffs. I mean, have you seen the impact of that in your life?
I actually had never personally experienced it, and sometimes I almost secretly wish I had. I was always a good performer, so I always made the cut to stay on board. But I know a lot of successful people, especially in real estate, where that was the trigger point where they lost their job, and it gave them the start to say, okay, time to do something new, time to find real estate or whatever that may be. So, you know, fortunately I didn't face that, but to be honest, after 2 years of investing, I had zero fear of being laid off. I had enough income where I felt like I wasn't going to be in trouble, and I knew that I could just move forward with more real estate if that had occurred to me.
So where do you go forward from now?
I'm going to continue to help other members, being a mentor. I'm going to continue to be a lead investor, and you know, my goal is to definitely get another property this year, and I'm going to continue to passively invest. And then, you know, with my free time, just spend time with my wife and kids and, you know, live life and enjoy it and not be stressed out about finances and just be able to continue to grow, you know, my cash streams and enjoy life.
You know, that sounds like what I desire. That sounds like what the people listening to us right now desire. So what you're telling me is that with a proper education, with a proper desire, and then doing the things that you're taught, those results are achievable.
Absolutely. I met so many people from so many different backgrounds and saw that they were successful doing it, and knew that, you know, if I just set my mind to it, that I would be able to achieve those goals as well. And moving forward, I'm continue to set more goals and move forward to hit those goals.
And you are spot on. Hey, we're at the end of the show. Mark, I want to appreciate you and your time that you've given to us. And if you want to get started, go to freeworkshoplivestream.com.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.